Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It is 106. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. I tell you what, during the break at the top of the hour when Al Shock was doing his weather and Lindsey Brown, our amazing producer, was piping in national news, I went outside. So I could see all the people walking around downtown Minneapolis, because today and tomorrow is Doors Open Minneapolis, where you can go into some of the most historic buildings throughout the city, take a tour, peek inside, get some selfies, take pictures. Rethos is the organization that puts this whole operation together. Comcast is one of the amazing sponsors. The Star Tribune prints for free the brochure where you can go through and see the hundreds of places that you can go into that are open today for tours and tourists, and take a look inside. One of the oldest and most historic African-American newspapers in the country, the Spokesman Recorder newspaper, Cecil E. Newman and his wife gave voice to so many African-American people in their stories, not just with crime and concerns, but with celebrations. Over in South Minneapolis, Tracy Williams Dillard, the granddaughter of Cecil E. Newman, is now running and publishing that paper still today. And you can go in there. You can see the original print press. You can see Mr. Newman's desk where he wrote stories, where he mentored future journalists, where he met with heads of state and dignitaries throughout the great state of Minnesota and the country that would come to Minnesota and stop by his office where he spoke truth to power. And I was listening to the Diversity Dude podcast recently. Lambert Fishers is the host of that podcast. You can find it at Spotify. You can find it on Apple. It is also on YouTube. And he was talking about the importance of black newspapers. You know, people say, well, we got the Star Tribune, we got the Pioneer Press. Why do we still need African-American newspapers? Well, I'm glad you asked. I brought Lambert Fisher on the show, and he is joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Lambert, it's been far too long, but welcome back to the Shaletta Show.
Much appreciated, Shaletta. Glad to be here.
Now, you got a podcast coming out. And you talk about the importance of black newspapers. And today, with Doors Open Minneapolis, hundreds of people will be going to the Spokesman Recorder newspaper, where they still today publish weekly, online, daily. They've got Hall of Fame broadcaster and journalist Charles Hallman still writing about the Lynx in women's sports. They've got opinion columns. They've got news that is going on. You've written op-eds for them as well. You've got one that came out in this past Thursday's paper. Talk to me about the podcast that you've got coming up that talks about the importance and why we still need black newspapers.
Absolutely. A lot of times there's misunderstandings that go around and it stops progress from happening. And one of the great misunderstandings is about why we still need targeted cultural newspapers, just like the Spokesman Reporter. And a lot of times there's this misunderstanding that, well, why do they need to have their own paper? Why do they need to have that exclusivity? Why aren't the normal, they use those kind of words, the regular papers good enough? And it's not that there's an effort to try to be better than or do something that's better than, as if the regular, the more popular, the more mainstream newspapers are something wrong with them, as opposed to acknowledging that it doesn't cover the sum totality of news. There's a lot of stories that aren't being told. There's a lot of life experiences and community experiences that aren't being published, whether it be intentional or unintentional, or just acknowledging that the people who are writing those papers are acknowledging some parts of news from their experiences, but not catching everyone. And so with things like the Spokesman Reporter can cover targeted experiences that are being put out there, not just the negative ones, the sensationalized stories, but the stories that are uplifting and inspiring to a broader audience, the representation that's not being seen in other papers. And so it gives an opportunity for us to see more aspects of life that may not be on the news that you see on TV or may not be in the larger newspapers, but that can still be identified as, oh, I can, that story applies to me. That story gives me hope, and I can see myself in that story in ways that the larger newspapers don't do.
And, you know, I when I first came to Minnesota back in 2004, I wrote for the Spokesman Reporter newspaper. I was one of their, writers. I was, just kind of an evergreen, whatever they needed me to cover. You know, I'm young whippersnap. I ain't got no kids. I ain't got no curfew. I don't need a babysitter. So, I'm running behind stuff and going to different events and representing the paper. And I have to say, that was just so much pride for me. You know, I write for the Star Tribune now, but there was a different feeling. I felt like I, was carrying the legacy and the stories of the people in the community who look like me. Like I was an ambassador of their triumphs. And it was, always so funny because for me, I've been in broadcasting. This is my 25th year, Lambers. And
nice.
Thank you. And, I know that if it bleeds, it leads. Right. And so a lot of times in a traditional, mainstream newsroom, we would get those news releases about the barbershop that's giving away scholarships or the beauty salon that's, doing free hairdos for girls to go back to school or the church that's giving away Thanksgiving baskets. And we wouldn't go to that. Now, if they over there shooting at the church, if they done stab somebody at the barbershop, we're going to be there. Right.
Exactly.
But when
exactly.
good things happen, we're not there. So when I was working for the Spokesman and I would go to these events, sadly, oftentimes I was the only one there.
Right. Right. Yeah. And that's that representation that adds to it, because if you don't see anyone like you there, then how will we be inspiring more people to say, I want to be the next one. I want to share other stories. There's certain perspectives that aren't being told, that aren't necessarily being appreciated, that needs to be expressed, needs to be heard. A lot of ideas get generated. People come up with ideas for change and ideas for programs because they see people leading the way. And if no one's leading the way, then we can't expect things to get better.
Okay, now, we got to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want to talk about a couple of things since I have you here. You are, we're talking to Lambers Fisher, licensed marriage and family therapist, author of the award-winning book, Diversity and Clinical Practice. He did a TED Talk recently, more than 500,000 views. If you have not gone to his website, it's Lambers Fisher, F-I-S-H-E-R .com is where you can find him. You do a lot of teaching at colleges and universities, Lambers. I was in Washington County when you had all of the social workers and case managers, and you were doing a workshop there. It was amazing. And you talk about DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. That has been in the news. It has been talked about colleges, universities, companies, And a recent USA Today column titled Root Out DEI, Why Red States Are Enlisting in Trump's War on Woke. We're going to discuss that USA Today column with Lambert Fisher when we come back. It is 1:19.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Team, you are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. If I was not already a Comcast customer, I would be at the Xfinity store right now. Because of the story that I read this morning when I woke up. Verizon is rolling back their DEI. They have committed to ending it. Why the sudden change? Well, they were waiting and working with the FCC to approve a $20 billion merger to acquire some of the fiber business that they sold to Frontier in 2015. But the FCC was kind of dragging their feet and, you know, kind of giving Verizon a hard time. So to sweeten the pot and seal the deal, Verizon said, we will commit to ending our DEI. And then the FCC approved the merger. So when people say, oh, well, Trump can't control private companies, just the federal stuff. Well, what he does is he leans in. He leans on. He holds up mergers and acquisitions. DEI right now is being held hostage. Black and brown people's opportunities and chances and finances are being used as pawns in this game we call life. And I was fascinated by a story I read in USA Today. The title is Root Out DEI, Why Red States Are Enlisting in Trump's War on Woke. I said, I don't know anybody else I trust to talk to about this except Lambert Fisher, Emmy Award winning host of the Diversity Dude podcast, author of Diversity in Clinical Practice, best selling author, and Lambert, you've got to help me understand the wave of legislation targeting diversity, equity, and inclusion is rolling through Republican-led state houses, and lawmakers are pretty much borrowing a page from the Trump administration's anti-DEI playbook.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a trend that is scary based on the implications of it, and that there's no clear direction as to what will happen. So the worst case scenarios are still on the table, which means everything's in question. And so as a therapist, I pride myself on trying to make sure I'm understanding multiple sides of every story, because I never know who's going to walk into my office, and I need to make sure I'm helping the person feel understood, even if it's not, no matter what policy side they're on. And what I've heard a lot more of on both sides is, one, there's the fear of the implications of the anti-DEI movement, as you will, politically. But then there's also the other side, using language that's not the same thing as what DEI means. If you understand DEI at the rebranding of diversity, equity, inclusion as anti-discrimination against people who identify as white, then we have a problem, because that's not what it means. If you think DEI means then that people who are white should feel bad about their existence, then of course you're not going to like it. If you think that means that you prioritize women over men and prioritize people of color over white, and that's just the whole priority, then of course you're not going to like it. If that's what they rebranded as a real discrimination, which is a horrible rebranding, then I can see why people are pushing it, except that's never what it was. When they argue that we should have merit-based as opposed to DEI, it's ironic, because DEI is the original merit-based program. The whole point of DEI was to acknowledge that people who were actually qualified were not getting seen. People say, how can we support that DEI stuff that supports hiring unqualified people? It was never intended to do that. As opposed to saying you have qualified people who are not getting interviews, qualified people who are not getting the chances to get those roles and show just how qualified they are. Except that's not what's being talked about. And so everybody says, sees from the top down, the leadership. We say, well, the president can't force people. Absolutely right. But if the president does something and it works and nobody fights it, then it's like, oh, well, since you've set the tone, we can do it too. And we need to find a way to bring back what it really means, so that we can have the actual merit-based qualified and differently qualified people who have different kind of qualifications that have just as much merit but are not being seen. Or else it'll turn into something where we just go back to a situation where people who have the more influence, have the more positions already, have the more money, just keep on doing the same thing, and it goes back in time, and we can't let that happen.
Lambers, you are teaching workshops and classes and seminars across the country, from colleges and universities to county agencies to corporations, about the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And so many other different topics. How are you being received in this climate right now?
I'm pleasantly surprised at how well received my trainings have been, in part because I try to not be polarizing, not be divisive. That's the goal. But the receptivity is, I'm seeing a lot more people wanting there to be inclusivity for all, not just a few. They're wanting to find a way to do it, but are afraid to do it because it seems so polarizing. And so what I focus on is the people behind the policies and the procedures, the people behind the punitive measures, so that it's not about who's going to get punished if you don't do the right thing, but how can we make sure everybody feels included? It's not a matter of Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter, but acknowledging that in many ways, some people have been well received and other people have been acknowledged and some people haven't. And so to make sure we're making intentional efforts to make sure we're making policies and programs and positions to acknowledge a variety of perspectives, a variety of contributions. If there's a lack, then yes, you make a priority to fill that gap, but that doesn't mean it's a priority over everybody else or special treatment, but acknowledging we are lacking a variety of perspectives and we can all benefit. You shouldn't have to feel forced to get a variety. You should appreciate the variety that can come, not over anybody else, but right alongside, so that everyone can feel valued, everyone can feel seen. And at the end of the day, everyone wants that at the core. They just don't feel like they can have it. They fear what that means. But once they have it, they say, this is awesome. Why haven't we had this all the time? So from universities and teachers, and I've done trainings for law enforcement, for judges, and they're saying, we want that. We just don't know how to get it. And so that idea that we want it is inspiring. We just have to figure out how to change the language, get the rebranding back to make it what it is, whether you call it DEI or not. Can we create culturally safe places where everyone is seen, heard, and understood for their uniqueness, not sacrificing their uniqueness at the door? If we can do that, then we can be a lot more inspiring for everyone.
We are talking to Lambers Fisher, Emmy Award-winning host of the Diversity Dude podcast, best-selling and award-winning author of Diversity in Clinical Practice. If you have not yet, view his TED Talk. It's been seen more than 500 1,000 times. You can find all that information on his website, Lambers Fisher, FISHER.com. Lambers, you have to tell us, because I'm getting text messages and emails from people who saying, we need him. We need him to come and talk at our training. We need him at our 3-day conclave. And so, Lambers, you got to tell us, what does one of your workshops looks like?
Well, for the most part, I try to be as practical and engaging as possible. I have a personal promise that I wouldn't do a training I wouldn't want to go to, so I make it interactive. One of the best compliments I get is, this is not like all the other mandated diversity trainings I've gone to where it's negative and polarizing and all the things you shouldn't do. I try to bring my therapy practice, my engagement therapy practice into the room and say, how can I help you be the best you and help you help others around you see your genuine care for them despite the similarities and differences. So between a little bit of content and a little bit of interactive Q&A, and I make sure in any trainings that I have, I offer ask Lambers anything questions, so that all the questions that you tried to ask before and it got shut down, all the questions that cause more division in the group, I answer every question, bringing that therapeutic side to it in a way that's empowering, engaging, modeling the inclusivity I'm talking about. And then it can set you off to having further conversations long after I'm gone that can create that culturally safe space that I'm talking about. And it's a pleasure to be able to do it. Every time I get invited to do it, near or far, close or travel, is a great opportunity and worth it, because everyone benefits as a result.
Okay, so you got to tell people how they can get in touch with you, because they contacted me and I'm not your agent, okay? Y'all can stop texting me right now. Lambers is getting ready to tell you how you can book him to speak at your conference or to your leaders, to your executives, to your teachers, to your middle school teachers. Okay, y'all stop texting me. I'm not Lambers' agent. I'm the broadcaster. I'm hosting the show. I'm actually working right now, Lambers. They're texting me and DMing me as if we all sitting around at the table and they need some more information from you. So you go ahead and tell everybody so they can, I'm over here trying to do my job, so you can tell them how they can reach you, because I'm not the go-between.
Well, I am grateful for my parents for giving me a unique name. There's only one Lambers out there. So if you look up LambersFisher.com, you can just email me or send me a contact message from there. I respond to all messages, too, because I want to offer as much value as I can. So if you reach out to me at LambersFisher.com or just send me a direct message at Lambers@LambersFisher.com, and I can take care of your needs and help you take your team to the next level. Avoid those fears and actually help you feel more empowered than afraid in this culturally competent challenge.
Lambers, thank you so much for being on the show. It is always a pleasure to have you.
My pleasure, Shaletta. Have a good day.
All right, and you all stick around. We've got weather when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.